of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who, in the name of charity and goodwill, shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his brother's keeper and finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee. Ladies and gentlemen, the Church of Laszlo has begun.
Yo!
Yo!
How are you, my man?
Never better. How are you?
I'm great.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Life is good?
Yeah.
You want any money?
No, I didn't. I didn't even bet any. And
What? You didn't even bet any?
I didn't bet. Opening day, I know.
You told us to bet. It was heavily implied that you were betting money.
I know.
I thought we were taking your lead.
Well.
I thought you would lead us to the
promised
land.
Well, I was
going to
bet Aaron Judge. I mean, you know, it only matters if you say it. I was going to bet Aaron Judge. I just didn't feel good about it. I got, you know, and when we were talking, you were like, what's Aaron Judge going to do on opening day? And in my head, I was like, he's going to strike out. If I could bet on him to make an error, I would do that. You know, just like in the World Series, the guy's the new A-Rod.
Playoff drought,
right.
Whatever, everybody's watching.
Right. Big Netflix, mm-hmm. You know. And I didn't say it. It only matters if you say it or bet money on it. I didn't do either one of them. But, I was sitting on the couch, you know, getting ready to watch it. I was like, I'm not betting on this guy.
I knew this was going to happen.
And now I'm off.
Yeah.
Because I should have said it, but now my brain will try to make up for that and be like, you were right. So the next big game he's in,
exactly.
I'll bet against him and he'll hit 3 home runs. So I'm just staying away from Aaron Judge. I just, you know, stupid.
Yeah, but you'll...
Well, I'm still bad.
You're still right.
And it'll I'm staying
like,
away from Aaron
Judge. I
gotta
go with my gut. I just gotta go with my gut.
Right. Yeah. And now my brain's talked me through a bunch of different scenarios that none of them make any sense.
Yeah.
So now, at that point, you just gotta go like, you know what? Aaron Judge is off the books for me. He's like UNLV in Vegas years ago.
Yeah.
And I can't bet him. And I'm like, you know what? I don't know.
I'm reminded, now that baseball's starting, I'm reminded, like, these parlays somehow seem even... Statistically, they're probably the same when it comes to how hard it is to... If it's 1,000-to-1 odds, it's 1,000-to-1 odds for a reason. 100-to-1 odds, whatever it is. But for some reason, with baseball, as you're watching, you're like, God, it's so much... It seems so much harder to predict what multiple players are going to do in one game.
It is.
In one
it's
game.
Really
it's not
hard.
Like this wide receiver's hot, and we know he's going to get at least... 5 receptions this game.
Well, that's the thing. You can back down. Like, if you want to make your parlay on football, you can back it down. Like,
yeah.
All right. Well, I'm guessing JSN is going to get 40 yards.
Yeah.
Right? And that'll raise my parlay $10 or $15, right? Like,
yep.
You can kind of do that math. With this, you know, you're like, well, the starting pitcher should get 4 strikeouts. It's like, no, he won't.
He might not. And,
right. And
it's not that crazy.
They can pull him out after 3 innings. Yeah, they're like, it's just so much.
It's not that crazy. It's crazier
stuff.
For Mahomes. To have a terrible day after having, you know, for like, he's been great, and then nothing happens.
Right.
He doesn't even throw over 200 yards, and you're like, oh, Jesus.
Right.
As opposed to Aaron Judge doing nothing, like, well, that happens.
Yeah.
Some nights he just doesn't do anything, you're like, yeah, that's right, I knew that.
I mean, yesterday was big with the golden sombrero, but.
But you get, when you're looking at those parlays,
still,
and you
like,
got
man.
All these great players, it's not, it's, I don't know. Again, I know that Vegas or a mathematician would say, no, it's literally... The same. That's why you're getting paid the same.
And Logan Webb, you know, that guy, you know, I was talking about him, you know, maybe winning the strike. And he still could. That's the thing. You know, it's one game. But
right.
You're like, yeah, this guy.
Right.
Real guy.
One game in the NFL is a big deal. One game,
mm-hmm.
MLB, nothing. That's it. Who cares?
They could still win the Cy Young. It's not even close.
Yeah.
You know, one quarterback has that game. Like, dude, you are not the NFL MVP, I promise you.
Yep.
So
you go, well, okay, well, I'll try again tomorrow. But that's also the fun part about baseball is that you go, well, you try again tomorrow.
Like 17 games today.
Tomorrow. And you don't have to bet that much because in the NFL, it's Thursday Night Football. You're like, well, I want to win a decent chunk of change. The only game tonight won't be in a game until Sunday.
Got to make it worth it.
Yeah, but with baseball.
I could spread it out over a bunch of games.
You're like, oh, these things, but all of these parlays, oh, they pay 100 to 1. Well, just bet it every night.
Speaking of money,
$4.
I have a story for you. So you know, my kids going to college, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't actually know how much tuition. I don't know what tuition would be at certain places. There's certain places where he's not going.
Yeah, we've looked up quite a few.
You know, KU, Nebraska, he's been like, yeah, no, I'm not going. And I'm like, wow.
And those are affordable compared to a lot of the things that he's looking at, but I'm still shocked at how unaffordable they sound to someone like me. Like, Jesus Christ. Even if you're in state.
Yeah, I mean, he got a lot of scholarships, too. Mm-hmm. I think KU was like $18,000 for the year, which isn't crazy. I mean, it's not crazy when you consider room and board, and, you know, it is what it is. You're sending a kid to go live there, whatever. They're going to teach them and, you know, feed them. All right. Yeah. I don't know how much that costs. Probably cost me more than that in a year.
I guess. And I don't know what colleges cost in the 80s and stuff. It's not like...
Anyway, I've had this plan forever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I got to buy my youngest a car, right?
Mm-hmm.
And pay for this one's tuition. All right. I've got money saved. I've got a couple things lost in, like, over years in college, you know, 529s or whatever, and different states that I've lived in. Kind of found them all, right? I got this money. And the other thing that I had, and me and you had talked about this, is me and you borrowed from our 401k during
COVID,
right? You get this 401k thing. A loan.
Yeah. They loan you money. They loan you your money, and then you have to pay it back.
You pay it back, and, you know, you didn't need any reason or anything. And you could normally do that anyway, but I don't remember what the deal was.
They gave you some discount on interest. I don't know.
Right. And maybe it was no interest, as a matter of fact. But, a month ago, I called Vanguard, our 401k place, right?
Mm-hmm.
I get this guy on the phone. I'm like, look, man, here's the deal. I know I still owe money on my 401k loan, right? And he's like, yeah, you know, like, you know, whatever it is.
I was going to say, man, wait, are those things almost paid back yet? You got to be kidding me. No, I didn't think so.
So,
that was only a couple of years ago.
So, I'm like, all right. But, you know, I mean, a good percentage of it is paid back.
Okay.
You know, over half.
Okay.
And so I'm like, all right, you know, can I borrow? So the most you can borrow is, you know, I don't know, $50,000 or something, right? So I'm like, can I borrow the difference?
Oh, like
right?
What you paid back.
So, right, what I paid back, can I borrow that back?
Oh.
Well. And he's like, no.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, what do I got to do? And he's like, this is going to sound weird, but what you got to do is you got to, you can only have one loan out at a time.
Right.
So you can't have two. Some programs will give you two. Some will give you one. Your guys' program is only one. So what you have to do is pay it off, and then we'll send you the 50 back.
Okay.
Right?
So if you could come up with the rest of it, you could pay that off, and then...
You pay it off. Yeah. Also, then you just, yeah, yeah. But basically, you pay it off. Whatever your loan was, amount was, $50,000, mm-hmm. $30,000, $20,000, whatever it was, then you can borrow that again.
Yeah.
Right? I'm like, sweet. I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, that sounds stupid to me. He's like, yeah, it sounds stupid. It's paperwork. I'm like, good. I'm like, and it's easy? He's like, man, it'd take 4 days. I'm like, sweet. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
So, Chacho's birthday's coming up, right? I've been calling people, getting this money together, right? Cashing out stuff that I need to. Like, I've been, honestly, kind of preparing for this for a while, right? Setting money aside and, you know.
You
but
found
I've
that
had, I, you know, this is going to be the thing that kicks me over the edge, right?
Yeah.
So I call yesterday. I'm ready to do it. I'm like, all right, I'm going to pay this off. And the guy's like, you can't do that.
I figured that's where this was going.
Yeah,
I was like, I'm getting my hopes up.
I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, no, I mean, no. Yeah, I mean, I'm like, wait, but somebody. He's like, no, you have to have a zero balance for 12 months.
For 12 months?
He's like, and then you can borrow the full thing again.
No, that's not right.
Yes. So I'm like, what if I pay it off and it's zero balance? Then that's what this guy's telling me. I get the money back. He's like, no, you pay it off. Then in 12 months, you can borrow again. And I was like, well, that doesn't sound right. I said, well, what if I pay it off? Then what can I borrow? He's like, then you can borrow the difference of your highest balance of the last 12 months.
Okay.
And I'm like, all right, so like, yes, I mean, to make math easy, I'm like, so if I send, like, I owe $18, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah. I'm like, and I originally borrowed $30. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, if I pay the 18, if I give you $18 now, what will you give me back? He's like, 12. Because that's what equals your loan. And I said, but then I wouldn't be able to borrow again. He's like, not until you paid it all off. And then you'd have to wait 12 months. Because now us giving you the difference is a new loan.
Well, so they've changed. They've definitely changed something there. Because I know that I went, this is just how bad I am. But I know that I borrowed. Basically, when I paid it off last time, I was like, I need to borrow again. And they're like, okay.
Yeah,
and I didn't wait 12 months.
Oh.
I definitely didn't wait 12 months. It was like, as soon as it was paid off, I was like, it's paid off. I'm like, yeah, you paid it off last month. I was like, I need money again. How fast can you do it? And they're like, tomorrow, I guess. I'm like, okay.
God damn it, man.
It was.
Well, I went for fast. Two people, and they told me, yeah, there's no way you can
But they could have changed it. That could have been because of COVID that I was able to borrow that money.
I think maybe.
Because they were doing things for COVID.
They were.
Including, like, getting a lump
Thanks
sum.
Biden, for giving me all that money, but I thought I'd never have any complications.
Right. Hey, man. I'm borrowing this for myself. How can this possibly be a problem? And the whole plan here is that I'm never going to live to see retirement.
You know, so then, I get kind of pissed off a little. You know, like, I'm just like,
well, yeah, it's frustrating because you told me two different things.
Like, if you didn't tell me, then I wouldn't be planning this. But you told me.
Yeah. Now I've planned this. I've got birthdays.
Right.
It's kind of already
I've got major
spent.
Expenses that, you know, that people know that I'm coming through for because I've said I could do this.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm like, well, how about if I just pull the whole goddamn thing?
Yeah.
I'll pay the penalty. I mean, what is it, 50%?
Just take your
Give
retirement?
Give me all my money.
Yeah.
I'll pay the 40% penalty, like, which is the dumbest thing to do.
Yeah.
But at that point, I'm just saying, he's like, you can't do that.
You can't even do
no!
it if you pay them the
no.
giant penalty? You can't
I'm
have your money?
I pay the penalty. He's like, yeah, no.
You're
he's
not
like,
allowed?
No.
You're kidding me.
No.
So wait, what happens when someone is unemployed? Like, let's say you get fired and you're looking
if
for
you're
work.
Fired, you can take it all.
You can take it all?
You can take every penny of it if you don't work here
even
anymore.
Even though you're not retirement age, you can take it
if you don't
all
work here
without
anymore.
Those giant penalties?
Well, that I don't know, but you can take it all. That's
but
what
you can take it all.
So, or if you get fired, you can ask for a hardship. There's different things you can do.
Right. I know people will set up things where basically they use it like payroll, and they have the 401k
well,
company.
That's what you reach 59 and a half.
Send them. I know people who were younger than that who'd set up their 401k to give them a paycheck basically so they wouldn't spend it all at once while they were looking for work.
Yeah, you can do that if you're not employed.
Okay.
You can take money from it if you don't work here anymore.
Yeah.
But I'm like, well,
but you still get the
what's
still,
my incentive to work here then?
Exactly. Well, because it's not enough to last you more than a few months.
I get it, but still.
It seems good now. Do you know who you're talking to? I mean, look at my history with you. I borrow a lot of money. What do you think I think is a smart move right now?
Right, and the guy's like, well, that wouldn't be smart. I'm like, don't you tell me what's smart. I'll tell you what would have been smart if you'd have told me the truth a month ago. That would have been smart.
Yeah.
Now I wouldn't be thinking about trying to take all my goddamn money out
you
of here.
You never should have loaned me money to begin with, and you know it. I guarantee you there
it's
are big
money.
Red X's on this
That's
thing.
Surprising. Like, it's my goddamn money.
Yeah. This is why we should have got jobs with pensions. Our parents should have been telling us, hey,
anymore.
There's very few. But someone should have been telling us when we were younger, look, there's only a couple things you can do. Go work for the post office. Go be a cop. Go work for Yellow Freight. I don't know. There's a few of them out there, though. You're going to need it because you are no good with money. And yes, they have rules
right.
that try to prevent you from screwing yourself over when it comes to 401ks. But the truth is, you can still screw yourself over with a 401k.
Well, I tried to yesterday. They did not let me. Yeah, people are saying you can get exemptions for kids' college. So that's basically what we got to is like, look, you can take a hardship.
Because your kid's going to college.
Yeah. So we have this here. If your kid's going to college.
What if I say my nephew is going to college?
I don't know if that works. Okay. But I don't know because I ask, like, is it for you or is it for a dependent?
Yeah.
So, and then I guess you just have to send them, like, the tuition thing and then the taxes.
Proof? No. Jesus, get out of here.
I'm like,
give me my money. Well, so now what? The college hardship thing? Is that what we're doing? Or you just changed your plans?
Well,
through a wrench.
I could be close. You know what I mean? With what I say to do everything, I might be close. So I don't know what it's going to cost to send them to New York. Like, I haven't got a final bill.
Yeah.
And there's also other ways to go about it. It's just a pain in the ass. Like, I can throw everything I have at it right now, and college will do monthly plans.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, Christ. But I immediately got on my phone and got a high-limit credit card.
Well, that's good. Someone gave you a credit card? Things are looking up?
Well, I mean, a high-limit one. I mean, at a high percentage, but I'm like, bust in case of emergency.
Exactly. Well, a friend of mine...
As I was getting off the Vanguard guy who's trying to manage my retirement, he's like, well, don't do that.
Well, sure.
Like, oh, yeah.
Sure. But what he doesn't know is...
I'm mad at him.
The entrance.
I'm willing to throw my whole life down the toilet about how mad I am over this 15-minute phone call.
There's also the interest peak, which is where interest gets high enough that it means I will never pay this back, so it actually becomes zero. It's where you, I think you once said, take a piss.
Right.
On the card that they never should have given you.
That's true.
Knew they shouldn't give it to you.
So the card I got is high limit, right, but high interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
Of course I feel like that.
Of course.
I'm like, look, you're charging me this high interest rate because you think it's a risk that I won't pay it back. And if I do pay it back, then I got to pay this high interest rate. And so, man, you're worse than a loan shark.
Yeah.
You're worse than, you know, Polly Walnut shaking me down. I know. So I'm going to try to pay it off, maybe.
Yeah.
But if I don't, I piss on you because you were screwing me. Now, all of a sudden, I got to pay you back.
For years.
You're charging me 25%, 29% interest, and you're telling me that, you know, 29 cents on a dollar that you're going to lend me?
Well, what happened?
Tony Soprano would love that. It's 10% plus the VIG. That ain't even what you guys are charging me.
Oh, the Mafia give you a better rate.
Of course they would.
I'm sure. It's
And if you didn't pay, they'd just kick your ass. It wouldn't ruin your life.
Right. I was going to say, who's worse to not pay? I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes you just wish Visa or MasterCard could give you an ass beating. Like, is this an option?
Come over and whoop my ass.
Give me a couple black eyes. Break my knees.
Right.
I'll take it. Because at this point, what? You're telling me 10 years minimum? That's if I am rich tomorrow? You let me rebuild this? Forget it. Just break my jaw. But it's not an option.
No. Well, that's my point. So, as you know, that's how I feel about credit card companies.
Yeah.
And you have the risk baked in.
Of course. And
you
they
know,
tried to.
And people are like, well, my percentage is only 7%. I'm like, yeah, of course. Because you're a low risk. That's why. Mine's super high. And they knew it getting into business with me. They looked at my history, those bastards, and they thought, there's a good chance he doesn't pay this. Let's charge him through the nose. And you know what? You were right the first time.
And you're going to tell me that they still haven't made money in the long run? They make money on you in the long run.
Oh, of course.
Look back at the history of business they've done with you.
If I piss on it, they lose money. But what do they really lose?
They lose that one credit card balance.
Right.
That's it.
Say it's a 10 grand balance. That's what they lost?
You're
and
in
of
a
all
good
the people with
15%.
Bad credit who are putting 29% to them?
Yeah, right.
That's why they do the business.
Of course.
They do the business because the 10 grand ain't nothing. I guarantee they probably write that S off anyway.
Of course they do.
Which I can't.
It's why when you call them and say, don't pay that, they're like, okay, fine,
you want a new car? I'm not worried about it.
Because your day is busy and we seem to have a lot of time to kill. It's Slim Fast with the latest he's found online. Save a click on the Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What am I supposed to not click?
Well, it's hard to believe, Laszlo, but Savannah Guthrie, the host of the Today Show, her mom's still nowhere to be found. Just gone.
And it's never going to be found. We just move on now. Like, look, we'll wash our hands of it.
Well, I guess.
Like, look, we tried. Nancy, we gave it we gave it our all.
Well, that's what I was going to ask is, what is Savannah and her sibling, what are they supposed to do?
They got enough money, hired out.
Yeah, but insofar as going back to work,
you think the police does work?
No.
You know, constantly.
I get it. I'm with you. I'm
free,
just curious.
For you?
You've talked it out. We've talked about how, look, if you lose someone, if someone's murdered, you have a loved one murdered. I can't imagine how horrible that would be. I don't know anyone. There's no one close to me that I've ever, that I can think of at least, that's happened to. You see it on TV all the time, but it is a crazy thing to consider. Like, what if that actually happened to me?
Right.
You don't think it's going to happen to you. But to have someone go missing and not have any type of closure, finality, or anything, then it's like, now I don't even know when I'm allowed to. In the early days, they say you don't know when you're allowed to sit down and eat because you feel guilty for taking
right,
a break
sure.
to eat, sleeping, all those things.
Right.
Like, well, what, am I just going to lay down and go to bed?
My
kid's missing, my mom's missing, my loved one, whoever it is. And then at some point, a week goes by, 2 weeks. Next thing you know, it's been a month. Then it's been a couple months, and you go, I guess I have to go to work? I mean,
at some point, like, I have to get on with my life.
But how the hell do you do that?
I mean, it's got to be impossible.
I think it is going to be different, of course, if it's your kid as opposed to an 84-year-old parent.
Of course.
But there's going to be a lot of similarities. You're still going to feel that guilt. A kid, I get that you feel totally responsible for their safety and well-being. And now you hear these parents talk about, why should I be at home in bed comfortable when my kid could be out there somewhere cold
of course,
and uncomfortable?
It's my job to protect him. It's not really your job to protect your parents. But it would still be very similar.
Yeah. And if I'm rich, if I'm well off, like Savannah, do I go back to work? Boy, I don't know.
Probably not. And probably not, because if you do go back to work, people are going to judge you.
That's the other thing. So I'm not interested in that. Talk show host?
Right.
And I know you're going to get a lot of support.
You know, maybe every day she could, you know, put the picture up, bringing national awareness. She does have that to her, you know.
Yeah, you can try and keep the case in the news. And being on the Today Show probably is going to do a better job of that than just posting to Instagram.
I'm sure, you know, the Today Show would be fine with that.
Yeah. But
after a while, I'm like, Jesus Christ, you and your mother. Come on.
If you're one of the co-hosts? Yeah.
And even the producers, you know, like, oh, God, Guthrie.
Right.
You know, you're going to the bathroom, you hear him talking in the break room. Guthrie and her stupid mother again. It's been a year.
Yeah.
Move
look,
on,
guys,
bitch.
It's obviously not happening. No other morning shows are talking about this. And
here we are, Guthrie.
I know, Americans, we have a short attention span and all those things. But here you are. You're on one of these shows where you have to be aware of what the audience wants and the fact that they have a short attention span. You look around and you see at your mother's house all these journalists from all these different outlets, and now they're gone. And you're like, ah, damn.
And you know, because you were doing the same thing.
Exactly. That's just it. You must have that feeling of like, oh, I was a part of this. I am. Yep. This is how I made my living, was being a part of this. And she can't even really make the argument in any way that she wasn't, because she wasn't a writer for the Washington Post. She was a morning show. She did the same stories, basically, that we do, you know, with fewer dick jokes, I think. I don't know. But
I bet she's got a pretty good dick joke up her sleeve.
She probably does. But 53 days. That's how many days her mom's been missing now. And so Savannah, I guess.
Since the first day you talked about that, I'm 53 days closer to death?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Well, the other way to look at that, you're 53 days closer to paying off that loan on your 401k.
I'd better die before that.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, that's what they're banking on. Anyhow, Savannah was back on the Today Show, and she's talking about her missing mother. Now, I don't know that you'd say she came back to work, because she's being interviewed on her own show, but it is her show, and as far as I know, there haven't been any announcements that she's not going to be hosting that show anymore, so she's kind of back to work.
Let me stop you real quick.
Yeah.
I keep yawning, so I apologize.
Me too.
I just want to let you know, it's early, man.
Yeah.
Couldn't we do this later?
Yeah.
Like, what's the point? Like, why? Couldn't we start later?
I would think so.
Like, well,
it doesn't look like there's anybody out there.
There's nobody driving. Like, I mean, what are we doing here?
I don't get it. And then they tell us,
Jesus,
like,
man,
this is when people are listening.
I'm like, wait,
if people aren't listening until then why am I here?
Right. And maybe that's when people are listening. Well, maybe that's just because when we're on.
Yeah.
What if we just moved everything back? Like, is it really necessary to get here at this time? Like, I can't imagine that it is.
It's probably based on some
moon and sky.
You're right.
the tide.
When the railroad workers would come in, and we're just still doing it.
Still
do it.
I'm like, what are we doing? We're talking about Nancy Guthrie at 6:20 in the goddamn, like, what is happening?
And she's talking about
this can wait. I promise you that.
Long.
I mean, maybe Samantha Guthrie would be mad that I said that, but this can wait till 9.
I would think.
They can wait till noon. We can start at noon. Like, hey, meet us here at noon. I don't know what you got going on, but, you know, make some time. Like,
yeah. Well, I don't know what time the Today Show airs here. She's going to be on today and tomorrow. So today's episode and tomorrow's episode, she's going to, I guess they're going to split this interview up into two. Anyway, I asked him, I was like, can I get a piece of this early? Because we have to go on, I think, before you guys do. And they're like, sure. Because I knew they put it in the can.
Oh, right.
I was like, just send us a clip of this interview. Get it out of the way.
Someone needs to do the right thing. We are in agony. Mm-hmm. It is unbearable. Mm-hmm. And to think of what she went through. Mm-hmm. I wake up every night in the middle of the night. And in the darkness, I imagine her terror. And it is unthinkable. But those thoughts demand to be thought.
Yeah.
And I will not hide my face. But she needs to come home now.
I mean, yes, I hear you.
Heavy stuff.
I know, and it sucks. And I hear it, and I feel bad for her. I am also like, you know, I get it. It just seems like when someone... catch a bunch of crap for this.
Good thing no one's awake.
I'm just saying, it seems like when someone goes in, like they steal a kid or a parent or whatever, I understand, I'd be horrible. But the plea for them to do what's right seems ludicrous.
Of course.
It would be like asking me, like, hey, did you see her? Please do what's right. And I'm like, eh, I saw her, but I'm, you know, I'm too busy to call. I get right?
Yeah.
I got stuff going on. I'll call next week and let you know where I saw her. That would be the plea for me to do what's right. Right?
Right.
I know it's going to be a little bit of extra work. You're going to have to do something hard today, and you don't want to do anything hard. I get it, but do what's right. Not asking someone who went into a house, snatched an 84-year-old woman, and then presumably murdered her to then be like, hey, do what's right. I'm sure that person's like, I'm not built with the same compass you have. My, your true north and my true north are clearly different, lady. And you crying on TV while I watch in a bathroom of my own feces masturbating doesn't hit me the same as it does regular people. I'm like, do what's right. Oh, right. Let me wipe off this poo.
Yes, but you're forgetting.
And take off my lipstick and, you know, go to the cops. I didn't realize I was hurting people. What?
I get what you're saying.
All right, let me take her head off. I've been wearing it for a month. Take it off, bring it in, and let everybody know. Like, okay. I get it. I understand
what
you're doing.
They're hoping that you have a partner. You have to have a Donnie Wahlberg who's working for you. And Donnie Wahlberg has a little bit of a heart. And he never really wanted to get wrapped up in this, but he's from a bad situation, too. And so somebody's involved.
I hear you, but at this point, man, ain't nobody talking.
No, I think what she really wants
you're have to bring him down.
Is she wants to keep this in the news. I understand.
It just struck me like we it always happens.
But when you start,
what's right. I'm like, do what's right. This person has no idea what's right.
They kidnapped your 84-year-old mother
and killed her. And then probably digged a hole and put a body in it.
And then started sending you letters.
Yeah, for money.
Give me money, bitch.
I'm guessing you're like, please do what's right. They're like, what?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Steve, did you know that people would be bothered by this? He's like,
there's
what?
There's a victim in there. So like, the one.
She's crying. What? She says they almost arrested her brother. Holy Christ, we need to go in.
Okay. But seriously, if you're listening, because you're probably listening to us and you're not watching the Today Show. You're probably
there's a better chance
of
that.
Better chance. Jesus Christ, do the right thing already. tell them where the body is. And you don't have to turn yourself in, but send them a letter. Tell them where the body is. At least pretend you're sorry.
I mean, that's what I tell you. If you tell them where the body is, they're going to catch you.
Oh, yeah, they're going to catch you anyway.
Well, maybe
not,
they haven't
actually.
Yet.
They haven't yet in the Pima
But if
County
you tell them where the body is, they're certainly going to put two and two together.
Yeah.
They don't need to snitch on yourself.
Well, they want you to know that
you're already there.
It's a very active case. It's very much ongoing, and they're...
I hope they catch you. Close. I'm just saying, if you're listening, like, you know...
They'll catch somebody.
There's no upside to you turning yourself in right now.
Like it or not, more Church of Laszlo is on the way.
LIDAR. Better have LIDAR.
Oh, they all have them now. What are you
doing? Oh, they do?
Living in 2020?
I guess.
Jesus
I don't know.
Christ.
Well, the last robot vacuum I bought was the one that you and I both got. I don't need another one. Little effort, I call him. He's still chugging along.
Mine sucks.
They're terrible. Just awful. Horrible.
Doesn't work.
I mean, it was $50, so what do you expect?
Just push the stuff around and then gets lost.
Oh, mine will vacuum stuff a little bit, but
please.
It doesn't, it's never returned to its base in its life. I'm like, stop pretending like you know
really
how to do,
do
that.
It. Like, it does sometimes. It puts that little arm in. It's like, oh, look, I got it. But most of the time, it's like, I find it pushed somewhere else underneath the couch or something. And
did you get a new one since then? That was years ago. You never bought another robot vacuum?
I got them made.
Well, that's even better. Is it one of those topless maids?
It's not.
I knew one of those.
It's a wonderful Spanish woman. We don't understand each other, which is nice.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Wasn't there an issue at one point, something going on where there was a breakdown in communication and she needed something? Maybe it was just that it was just El Baño. Maybe she needed to use the bathroom and that was...
Oh, I needed to...
There was something. You were telling me a story, and your son was trying. You're like, why don't you help? You took Spanish. And I was like, what is this, the Goonies? Telling her where to hide the drugs?
That happened.
Well, it probably would be cheaper.
I don't even know. Like, I'm like, all right.
If she's like, I'm going to be late.
I don't even know what time she's coming over. I'm like, all right.
You think with the translator apps and all that,
still comes out weird. But I've narrowed it down to Friday.
You think she comes on Friday?
Yeah, she'll be here Friday.
Okay, every week?
No.
Oh, okay. No. Well, once a month, every other week.
I'm not rich, bro.
Well, I was gonna say. So, do most people do the cleaning lady every other week?
Sometimes I'll do it like, I do it every other week. Sometimes I'll do it like, you know, I might like pick up an extra week here and there. So, like, if they do a weekend, it's really good, then I can be like, hey, pick up an extra week and, you know, do the baseboards or whatever, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Because you didn't last time.
Well, I only pamper so many hours.
Yeah.
It's not like an unlimited amount of stuff. Although, I will say, she seems to come in there and work her ass off, so good for her.
But if you got one of those robot vacuum mop
sometimes
things,
she'll be like, last time she tried to call me, I don't know what happened, and, you know, she's like, my nephew's translating for me. I'm like, well, I can't understand where this kid's saying either. Plus, I'm out on the golf course. It's windy. I'm just like, look, you know, have Google text me.
I don't know what you're saying.
Are you going to be or not? Did you quit? I don't know. Like, maybe I'll see you. I got to go.
Make sure the sink isn't wet again when I get home this time.
You feel like a jerk, too, because, you know, it's a clean lady. You're like, I'm shooting bogey, lady. We won.
It's Headlines with Slim Fast on the Church of Laszlo. The doom scroll begins now.
Yo. Hit me with that news and information, you big gangly stud.
Well, Laszlo, look, I know you and I don't know anything about this person, but it doesn't mean people don't care. People clearly care. The Bachelorette woman.
Oh, right.
Taylor Frankie Paul.
Jesus Christ.
That's her name.
I don't even like the story from right now. I don't like her name.
I don't either.
I don't like the show.
Also, she was already on Mormon Sluts or whatever. How I thought the Bachelorette and the Bachelor.
Fat Mormon Whores is what it was called.
You guys are so close, so incredibly close. Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
Oh, yeah.
Secret Lives
of Mormon Wives. They made it rhyme. Mm-hmm.
So
easy to roll off the tongue.
Have they had celebrities as bachelors and bachelorettes before?
Usually they kind of handpick them, I think.
But I don't know if he was a celebrity. I mean, he was kind of a celebrity before. Didn't they have wasn't Jesse Palmer?
I think so.
He was an NFL quarterback for the Florida Gators and then, a college football analyst.
That was probably regular bachelor, right?
He would have been a bachelor after college anyway, so I feel like it was.
Yeah, so she's the first reality TV star they've ever had, though.
Okay. She's also a little bit older than I thought they were. I thought that they were usually.
But I don't know. Mormon Whores Closing Doors. I like when you rhyme it. That's good. I'm going to do it. You guys keep doing that. I'll just add that throughout.
Well, she had been in the news because the season that they'd already filmed ends up getting shelved by ABC because right before it was set to premiere, this video was released that shows her throwing a chair at her ex. And this story is right around there. And her kid, her five-year-old kid, was that how old the kid was that got hit in the head by the stool,
bar stool? Yeah, it wasn't a toddler, but tiny bit older, but very young. So
pretty young.
You would have think their magic underpants would have, protected them.
Yeah.
I remember Rami saying, save him one time. That shot in the underwear saved him, didn't it?
I don't know, but I think that we said that he wouldn't need as much money spent on Secret Service detail because of this. I don't know if he actually said that or not, but we definitely did at the time.
Makes sense.
Anyhow,
if you don't know they have magic underpants, you can look at it.
Oh, look it up.
Look up magic underpants. You can start there.
Good looking undergarments, if I do say so.
By the way, I'm fine with Mormon people. I'm not knocking your religion as compared to anybody else's. People know that about me. I don't knock Scientology. Scientologists are good. And people are like, oh, you're weird. I'm like, oh, I mean, no more weird than, every other religion.
Yeah, I don't know.
We're all the same. We're all the same. We're just used to some of them. Some of them we grew
up
with.
Newer ones definitely get it.
Newer ones are like, wait, what?
You can't keep making them.
Right.
Can't have new ones.
What are you talking about? You excommunicate people? that's what it is. I mean, they have a new word for it, but it's the same thing. Like, if you get divorced, you get excommunicated from the church. Like, it's been around. We've heard of it before. And you're not allowed to talk to them. That's what excommunication means.
Well, Taylor Frankie Paul.
But they pay for it. Yeah, it's called tithing.
She
10%.
She's having a bad month.
Same thing.
Did that mean that
The Mormons are the only ones I know that have special underpants? But I mean,
sure. Each religion might have their own weird thing.
What's the difference between the underpants and a rosary? I don't know. It's the same thing. It's the same goddamn thing. It looks different.
We can find the equivalent in other religions. So she not having a good month. The video comes out right before
Taylor Frankie Paul.
Yeah. Then there was another incident that got brought up. Oh, wait, this might not have been the first time. This video that we're all seeing, that might not have been the only incident. Their ex is saying that there was another time. And now There's another one. A third time, it's like, yeah, I get it. They had problems. She's throwing chairs at him. I'm guessing it's not the first time they've argued.
Oh, no. I would agree with you on that.
You know.
There's other videos of her throwing chairs?
Not that I've seen. Is there another video of her throwing chairs?
Not another one, but there's a lot of videos from the one that we talked about a couple days ago.
The same
2023.
Night?
Yeah. Well, there's that, and then there's also these other incidents that he's brought up, too, yeah.
Oh, right, but the video's out from one night.
Yeah.
That was a bad night. I mean, what do you think? She threw one chair and that was it? Like, I mean, it doesn't end there.
It never ends with one chair.
No. That's a start.
That's how it gets started.
You ever thrown a chair at someone, Summer?
Have I ever thrown a chair at somebody? No,
you
actually.
Will.
Eventually young. I will, I think. I have some pretty heavy
You ever broken tools. Anything or thrown anything at all? Like, you know, a vase?
No, one time I dated this guy, and he was like, I just can't date you. I'm sorry, I'm too busy with schoolwork. Oh. I was in college, and I was like, you're a coward. And then from, like,
you're
that day
coward.
On. Yeah, he was
Were
like.
Were you trying to bully him into liking you?
Well, he was like,
what is that?
My homework is so hard. And
right.
I was
he's like, I'm busy. He's trying to give you a real legit reason.
He's trying to not
like,
tell
I'm
you
busy.
The truth.
I have a lot of schoolwork. I don't have time to give you what you deserve. As a puppy, I'd like to return you to the pound and let someone else deal with your messes.
Coward.
And you're like, you're a coward. You can't.
Tell me the truth.
My worst. You're like, I don't want you at your best, bitch.
Well, and I told him, I said, and he kept on bringing me on dates. He kept on stringing me along. And I was like, if you have to work on school, that's fine. And he'd be like, I just don't know, Summer. And I was like, okay, yeah, just make up your mind.
Did you throw something at him?
I did not throw something at him. No.
That was it? You
My
yelled
harsh
at him?
Words.
And you're like, Jess, make up your mind. You're like, I did, but you keep arguing
right.
with me.
I tried to
clearly
break
came here with an agenda to not see you anymore, and you keep yelling at me, trying to get me to do it. What do you want me to do?
Call me a coward.
All right.
I tried to be nice. You're like, that's not, I have school, too. And he's like, fine, I don't like you. I never liked you.
Yeah.
And I would have taken that other than going to Dunkin' every other day for a day. That's all I'm saying.
So you want the truth,
all right,
please.
Now, police in Utah investigating a third domestic violence allegation against a Secret Lives of Mormon Wives star. We're talking about Taylor Frankie Paul, the would-be star of the new season of the reality dating show The Bachelorette. Now, Utah police investigating a totally different incident, telling us that Paul's ex reached out to them last month about an alleged fight in 2024. It comes as police are still investigating another incident involving them after both sides called in with allegations last month. Paul and her ex declined our request for comment.
This is exclusive reporting from my colleague Rebecca Cohen, and what she found was that in 2024 this incident happened, but it was actually reported last month by her ex, Dakota Morderson. What we know is that they have video, that they're looking into all of this. The second incident, we do not have a date for when it happened, but it was a different police department. It was the Draper Police Department in Utah, and they actually say that in this incident, they have been able to speak to both of them about what happened.
It does appear to me, and I haven't been following the story that closely, doesn't it appear that he waited for them to film all this stuff?
By the way, I mean, you know, we're
just slowly release this stuff.
Take the good with the bad, guys, right? I mean, I understand. Like, you're in your car, like, oh, this, you know, if I did this, I'd be in jail. Yes, you would. But, you know, take the good with the bad. Like, you know, she can throw chairs at you. She gets in less trouble. Hot teacher has such a 17-year-old. You know, we kind of overlook it. Like, you know, these are the things. We want everything fair. I'm not that guy. I don't want everything fair.
I'll take being president and, you know, being in charge of everything.
Mm-hmm.
How's that?
Right.
Fair deal? You guys get less trouble for throwing the stool? We got ourselves
I mean, how hard could she throw it?
Hard enough to give the 5-year-old a goose
egg. Right? We're like, how bad is it for the kid? The chick was hot. That's what we think in our head. That's why the stories are big. Also in this, we're like, oh, how hard could you throw the chair? The problem is, bad aim, you hit your kid. Now you're in trouble. But you should be. You hit your kid with a chair, you're in trouble. You hit me with a chair, you know, one that you threw, not one that you hit over the back of my head in a bar fight when I'm not looking. You ain't sucker punch me with a, you know, with a bar stool. You get in trouble for that. But if you just threw one across the room at me, like, whatever, you throw like a chick.
Is he Mormon?
Throw that thing on.
Yeah, his name is Dakota Mortensen. I think she was just afraid
to say it. Yeah, I felt like she was trying to remember it, and she didn't have it in front of her. She was from she lost her confidence there. But
this is Ronda Rousey. There'd be a problem, right? We all agree with that. And some guy was like, "I'm married to Ronda Rousey, and you know she would come home and hit me and put me in an armbar." We'd be like, "All right, she's in trouble. You can't do that." With me? But if it's, you know, Taylor Frankie Paul and she throws a chair, like, whatever.
How much trouble is she in? Is it just that the show's not going to air? Is that her biggest issue?
All the things
I can't imagine she's
got,
like, domestic abuse. She done that. I mean, do you think that's going to happen to her? I can't imagine.
She's under investigation right now because he's going to the cops about it. And then it's coming into the press. But He also leaked the videos to TMZ. I guess send them.
He was doing it strategically. He waited for them. I mean, it appears at least.
It appears.
He's waiting for them to be. They're filming, then they're like done, and he's like, "Now I got the video. Now I'll send the video to TMZ."
Right, good for him.
I know.
Good for him.
So you're like, "Oh man."
Yeah. Whew. You think you'd throw a chair at me with no repercussions? There will be. Wait till I send this to TMZ, bitch.
Taylor, Mort. No, wait. Taylor, Frankie.
Paul.
What? Paul. Taylor, Frankie, Paul, ladies and gentlemen. Bad month for her. But I'd still like to see her boobs.
Yeah, of course.
Different show.
Because of the, you'd be afraid of the risk of her throwing chairs at you?
Oh.
Like, there is no downside to having sex with her. Like, oh, what, she's going to get mad and throw a chair at me?
I'm saying they should find another outlet for her. You know, if this Bachelorette thing doesn't work out because Disney's like, eh, we're Disney, maybe we shouldn't, then someone else can give her a show. She's still hot.
Oh, I'm sure.
Let's give her.
I don't know if anybody would give her. I mean,
mud wrestling.
I'm just Taylor Frankie Paul. She's not getting another show.
People probably not.
Whatever. You weren't great to begin with.
She seems old anyway.
I get it. You're on TV. You're more of a celebrity than I am, or most of us will ever be. But still, like, you know, Taylor Frankie Paul, your margin of error is small.
Yeah.
Like, if you're not on Mormon Housewives.
Secret
next year.
Lives of, oh,
whatever they are. I don't know. But yeah. If you're not on that next year, that show will continue. It'll be fine. They don't need you.
Yeah.
And The Bachelorette will still go on. Right? And yeah. There's not, like, I'm guessing HBO isn't like, man, you want to do a cameo on DTF? Because we really think it's picking up speed. Like, I mean, you know what I mean? It's not like, it's not that.
No, I wouldn't. You wouldn't know who she is if I put a picture of her in front of you.
Exactly.
So, speaking of
her
Utah moms.
Small. You got to stop.
Yeah. Speaking of Utah moms. Another Utah mom is in the news. She's not so hot. Her name's Shannon.
Shannon.
She's 40 years old.
I'll
she's from
judge of that.
She's from Provo, Utah.
How do I find this hot little lady?
Look up Utah mom kidnapped kids bully, and you'll see a picture.
Utah,
right there.
I have searched something pretty close on Pornhub. So.
Oh, Utah I thought mom. You were going to say that your kids got bullied and you thought about hurting that kid or kidnapping her. Okay.
Utah mom kidnaps a bully.
You got to find
out. Utah mom could face jail time for allegedly kidnapping an 11-year-old boy for bullying her daughter at school. The boy's mother, Amber Lee Colazzo, says her son is traumatized by the incident.
Grabbed him by the arm and said he was going with her to apologize to her daughter, and she put him in her vehicle.
It happened last September in Provo, according to court documents, which detail how 40-year-old Shannon Tafuga allegedly drove around looking for the boy, wanting to confront him about bullying her child. She made him get into her vehicle before taking him to her home to have him apologize and threatened to have her husband beat him up.
Oh, boy.
And they basically opened their door and told him to get the F out, and he ran all the way home.
Tafuga, who the city says no longer works as a crossing guard at the children's school, is now facing second-degree felony kidnapping and aggravated child abuse charges.
Oh, this is exaggerated. Come on. She was driving around the neighborhood. She's looking for this 11-year-old kid who's been bullying her kid. She just wants him to apologize. She sees him on a bicycle. She's like, hey, come apologize to my kid. Come on. That's kidnapping?
Yep. I remember there was like three
grabbing
of us.
Grabbing an 11-year-old
like,
off their bike? That's
like,
kidnapping.
Like in the first grade, there was like three of us who bullied this girl. I was one of them, I remember. Like when we bullied her. And I was
like, what's bullying?
I don't know, you know, called her names, whatever. And yeah, I'm not proud of it. I still talk to her. In high school, we became friends. I don't know, I was seven. What do you want? Like, I can't be held responsible for the rest of my life for the actions of a 7-year-old that I did with my buddy Tim and Todd. I didn't know.
Tim and Todd.
Apparently they had bullied her entire life because I lived next door to her. I don't know. You know, peer pressure. I joined in the fun. So, I remember walking home, and the dad, you know, I think her crime was having red hair, if I remember. That was a big deal about it, you know what I mean?
Big no-no. At that age, that's a big no-no.
Right, and I mean, this car pulled up, it was like a Mustang, you know, and some guy rolled down the windows, and he had bright red hair, and I was like, oh, sweet Christ, I am in trouble. Because I know where you came from.
Malachi.
In this neighborhood.
You know.
Not a lot of you gingers running around. I am in trouble.
What did he say?
He followed me home.
Is he saying anything?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got the window down. He just he followed me home. And then when I got out, when I went to my door, he went to the door with me. And my dad answered it. And he's like, I like to talk to you about your son. He needs to quit bullying my daughter. And then
your dad's laughing because he's like,
my dad's like, get off the porch, you ginger. Yeah. Threw a rock at him. No, I went inside, talked to my dad. My dad made him, I don't know, 70s, we made them whiskey or scotch or something, put it in a glass. They had a drink. I sat there, and the guy was cool. He was like, look, man, I know how it happens. Like, these two boys have, had a, situation with my daughter forever. You get caught up in it. I get it. You got to stop, though. It's my daughter. And he was nice. He was like, you got to stop. And my dad was like, he'll stop. I promised that my dad made me go over to her house and apologize to her. And my dad said, he will be over at your house tonight to apologize. He's like, that's not necessary. As long as you have this kind of, like, this guy was cool. And then, you know, my dad was like, yeah, no, he will do it. You want another drink? The guy was like, yeah, they had a couple drinks. The guy left. And then later that night, I had to go over there and apologize. All done. All done. Bullying stopped. What I'm saying is he didn't have to kidnap me.
Well, not in that particular situation. Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying that when you see adult kidnaps 11-year-old, snatches them off their bike, it's not.
By the way, I filed that in the back of my head. Good parenting, Teresa's dad. Good parenting. Like, you did a good job. And then from then on, whenever he would see me, like, at school, whatever, even in high school. Hey, man, how you doing? You doing good? Good to see you. Mm. But just one, you're like, ah. And, he's in shape. You could kick my ass. There's a lot going on. He drove a Mustang. I was like, you could kick my ass, but you're being nice. You were cool with my dad. Like, all right, we're good.
Yeah.
Made out with his daughter in the 11th grade.
I was gonna say,
full circle.
You saw her boobs?
I felt them.
You did?
Yeah, I tried
freckles?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Redheads get boobs early, right? Or is that just Stacey?
I don't know. I mean, yeah. No, I still talk to her every once in a while.
Oh, yeah?
Ah, she's married with kids, whatever.
Well, yeah, I'm sure she's not attractive. I mean,
she's,
it's been years.
I'm being like, hey. She is one of those people that, she certainly blossomed in her 20s.
Yeah.
But whatever.
Well, thank God Jessica's dad or uncle or guardian, whatever, never came and looked.
By the way, speaking of blossoming in their 20s, there was some chick on my Facebook. Like, I went to high school with her. I remember sat right next to me. She was super nice. Just skinny, dorky, short hair. I was always, once I got out of first grade, I wasn't a bully to anybody. I was nice to her. We got along, we see her around sometimes.
Same age?
Yeah, same age. I went on Instagram the other day and it came up, I've 100 friends in common or whatever, right? Like some sort of exercise model.
Mm.
Like what?
It's always them. I know. Those are the really special ones. Those are the really special ones.
I was like, yo, congratulations.
the ones that weren't showing any signs of being.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I'm sure she was just tired of whatever, being a dork, and was like, all right. It's 35 now. Watch me. And I'm like, all right.
I'm trying to think of bullying a girl. We just had Jessica showing us her vagina, but she.
That's worse. I never asked Teresa to show me. Well, I guess I did in high school, but not.
She was going around showing her. She was showing her vagina. I'm not going to.
That was more of a loving thing than it was a bullying thing.
And you'd already bullied her at that point. I said, I never had to bully Jessica.
I already knew her dad. Look, if this works out, be perfect. Your dad loves me. God loves me.
It was still the first vagina I ever saw.
Teresa's?
No. Do you know the first one you ever saw? You don't remember the first time you saw a vagina up close?
It might have been the first time I had sex.
What?
Live in person.
So then you saw pictures of
Playboy. There's a lot of everything else where people had pants on and stuff. The first time someone actually got naked is different than the first time. And I remember, it was that older lady, deer in headlights.
Wow, man. That's crazy.
She took it up. I stood there long enough. She got naked in bed. I picked her up at a bar. I was like 17. She was like 23. She had no idea that I was 17. She had a fake idea. I was buying her drinks all night. Took her back to my buddy's house. And, of course, she's a normal woman. She's a goddamn adult. She gets in bed. I'm a virgin. Well, maybe 16. And she takes off her clothes and gets in bed. And I just remember, this is happening. And she's naked. And I stood there.
And you finished?
I stood there long enough, staring at her, that she suddenly covered up. I was like, is everything okay? And I was like, yes,
give me a second. One second.
Yes.
Okay, wait, one more second.
Yes, no. I'm so sorry. I know what happened. I had too much to drink. I said, but it was fine.
And
I
remember her. I just saw one in person. you had to know in that moment. Then you're like, that's what it looks like, huh?
I knew what it looked like.
Right, from pictures and magazines.
It wasn't a
Well, see, but I saw Jessica in the first grade. And so then when I saw the first Playboy, I didn't know about, puberty.
Oh.
So when I saw that first Playboy, I was like, oh, my God! What is that? And my friends that were showing me the Playboy was like, what's wrong? And I was like, what's going on? And they're like, well, that's her vagina. And I was like, what? And they're like, what? I'm like, it's, oh. And like, well, oh, you don't like pubic hair? I'm like, I guess not. I don't know. Is it, this is a thing? I didn't know because I didn't have pubes yet.
I was well aware of it. Yeah. I was well aware of what they look like.
Yeah.
In all their different forms.
Yeah. Well.
I have been staring at them in magazines forever, but it was the first time. Maybe not even the first time. It was the first time someone said, please, use this for your pleasure.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. That is nice of you. Like, that is nice of you. You're going to let me do that?
Yeah. I don't know. Hell of a thing.
Man.
Hell of a thing.
A hell of a woman.
Yeah. Cheers to her, huh? Yeah. Wherever she is right now.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, she was the one. You know, that happened a couple times.
Yeah.
And then she called my house at, like, noon.
Said, quit bullying my kid. That's cool.
She called my house. My mom answered. She's like, yeah.
How long?
And then I come home, and my mom was like, what a grown-ass woman called you at noon? I'm like, oh, boy.
It's a teacher. We're just having sex.
Oh, boy.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo.
You good?
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo, 989 The Rock.
You like Shaq, don't you?
Shaq, I love him.
I think everybody likes him.
How do you not like Shaq?
He just seems funny, nice.
Good guy.
Good person. I was not a huge basketball fan, but I loved him. He was like a superhero to me.
You always hear stories about how he's a good dude. You never hear anybody say, I met Shaq and he's a bad guy.
No, I haven't.
No.
Maybe it's out there, but I've never seen that.
There's a girl I knew that worked at a bank when I lived in Jacksonville. He was in Orlando. Said that he came in and tried to withdraw money when he was young, and they said, we need to see some ID. He's like, I'm Shaq. And,
right.
And they're like, yeah, we still need to see some ID. He's like, there's no...
Right.
I don't... And they asked again, and he was like, you know what? I'll go get my ID, and I'm going to take all my money out of here.
Really?
Yeah, and apparently she said it was a First Union Bank in Florida. She said he took, like... $7.2 million out, and the manager came out like, no, please. He's like, okay. You know, and they won't ask me an ID in the bank next door. Well, that's the only thing I've heard that's kind of cool, and also maybe, you know, but that would have been like his rookie year or something.
I had the...
By the way.
That poster.
Not sure that that's true at all.
Of course not. That's back when rumors could still be rumors.
And there's no way I could...
Full House still got hit by a car.
No way I could look it up.
Exactly. So stuff like that.
Well, I don't know. She was a Van Zant, so what do I know?
Yeah.
You know, her cousin was one of, you know, all the Van Zants, whatever. I was always tricky.
I really
were. You're like, oh, look, you know, he dated girls related to, you know, guys in Leonard Skinner. Also, you know, he dated a girl who's related to guys in Leonard Skinner. Like, that makes you think twice before you treat her poorly. I don't know what happens if that happens. You know what I mean?
Just stay away.
Yeah. Well, she was nice enough. Worked in a bank.
You like Shaq. You know Shaq. What about Sabrina Carpenter? What do you know about her?
His singer. Yeah. Don't know much about her. Pretty hot, right? I think. Like, people are like, man, she's hot.
She espresso?
Espresso. Yeah, all
I don't know.
Short, blonde.
Was she a Disney person,
Shaq
too?
Shaq dating her?
Yeah, she was on Disney. Okay. She was on Girl Meets World.
Man, those Disney girls. I saw there's a Hannah Montana. All right, sorry. Anyhow, Shaq and Sabrina Carpenter.
They're dating?
No.
Man.
That I know of. No, but there's a...
There's a sex tape. There's a sex tape I'm watching.
You're getting closer.
Man, Shaq.
There's some messages from Shaq to Sabrina Carpenter that have gone viral. They're DMs.
Shaq.
You haven't seen any of these?
No, but I'm excited.
Things like, damn, baby, I would keep your farts in a cologne bottle and spray it on
every day.
No,
that's not true. Come on, Shaq.
I'm reading from these.
No, these aren't true.
My meat would have you in the hospital.
No, well, that is true. That is true. If he's just regularly sending that to her, then he's just stating facts.
What's wrong? I can't be horny and want some of that snow bunny?
Also true.
For myself?
Also true. Also true.
So you don't think the farts in a cologne bottle?
That surprises me coming out of Shaq.
Then she responds and says, I know who you are. You're way too famous to be sending messages like this.
Damn.
What do you think? He says it's not real.
Shaq, I would keep your farts in a cologne bottle and spray it on me every day. Just jokes. I'm Shaq. What's your name, baby? And Sabrina says, I know who you are. You're way too famous to be sending me messages like that. Shaq, you're being rude for no reason. You can't handle Big Diesel anyway. Is that me or is that Cap? Yeah.
I definitely do not believe that.
Thank you. Yeah, that went viral.
Supposedly you DM'd him?
Yes.
Social media is a dangerous game.
First of all, ladies, the Diesel got way more game than that.
So he said I didn't do it. Someone hacked my thing?
Not him. It's not real.
Oh, I got a game account, but that's not his? Is that what he's saying? What I mean, what?
I think he's just saying that this, whether or not the account was actually his or not, I think he's saying that these screenshots aren't even real. Someone started sharing them as like, look, can you believe?
Well, what did Sabrina Carpenter say?
Has Sabrina Carpenter said anything? On this TMZ article, I don't have a quote from her, but...
I haven't seen anything that she said.
It's just him going on that podcast and talking about it, so they don't have a quote from her. But I believe that he has more game than that. And I believe that he's probably not messaging Sabrina Carpenter. Now, if you told me that it was, what's that Canadian rapper? I might think that he did it. He messages a lot
Drake?
Of people. Drake, yeah, maybe he would. If you said Drake was messaging
Canadian
Sabrina
rapper.
Sabrina Carpenter, I'd be like...
Mm. That Canadian rapper, whatever his name is.
Yeah, whatever. Huh. But I don't believe Shaq messages Sabrina Carpenter like that. I don't think I'd buy that.
I don't think Shaq knows who Sabrina Carpenter is.
They said TMZ says the screenshot started to quote unquote pop up on social media. So I don't know what that means. And then he addressed them on that podcast. Which
okay,
was
so now I don't know if this is true. It says in October he shut down claims that he was involved romantically with a 21-year-old OnlyFans model Sophie Rain after the pair were sat together at a nightclub. Apparently, Shaq wrote, I don't date that young, but I will date your mom and give you a brother. So,
would you buy that? Is that Shaq? Yeah, that sounds like Shaq. I'll buy that.
I will buy that, too. But in a separate sense, the account of Los Angeles Lakers alum explained he was DJing at Encore Beach Club when Sophie came to my party. He said, stop trying to create rumors.
Summer, is it romantic if a guy messages you and says, I'd keep your farts in a cologne bottle?
If it's Shaq, it is. If it's anybody
really?
Else, it's a little weird.
What about if Shaq texts you and says, I'll put you in the hospital?
I would this say, diesel. Oh, my God.
And yes, right? You're like, LARPing. You can't handle the big diesel. I'll put you in the hospital. You'd be like...
LARPing Taylor Frankie Paul. I don't know.
I'll try to emphasize.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
Church of Laszlo. 98.9, The Rock. Oh, yeah, read that, son of a bitch.
My turn?
Hey, you ought to just make her read it every time.
Uh-oh. Do you have one of these in there? Do you have access
ever read
to one of these?
Anything?
I'll tell you what.
I don't have the sheet.
Do you know how to read?
Can you read from...
Like, you know how to read, like, for radio? On. I mean, you went to college.
Yeah, I can read for radio. Let me see if I can read that.
Okay.
The Church of Laszlo, Big Night Out, Bush with Mammoth and James.
So what you want to do is try to make it sound like you're not reading.
Oh, okay.
But that's like the key. Like you read it, it's there, and then you try to make it sound like you just...
We don't know what they're teaching now.
Just kind of make it sound like you're talking.
Okay. Right? Hey, everyone. It's the Church
of
Laszlo.
Let's talk to one person at a time, okay? You went to school for this.
Hey.
Not everyone. Just go, hi.
Hey, it's me. Church of Laszlo, Big Night Out with...
All right, Slim, do it, please.
Yeah, you do it. I can't really read that.
Yeah,
well, now there's a lot of pressure. Church of Laszlo's Big Night Out is happening.
It is.
Bush with Mammoth and James and the Cold Gun. Don't forget about
and you're in that band.
That band. Friday, May 8th at Azura Amphitheater. Mm-hmm. I know that buying tickets to concerts can get expensive when you start looking, oh, what am I budgeting? So how about a free pair? Free's good. I think there's
free's
two.
Free's good.
Really affordable. But
of course.
If you want free ones, you could call
us. I mean, it's affordable and that's fun. And you get the night out and you get to see Bush. You're going to know, again, like I said, it's one of those bands you go and you're like, man, I know more of these songs than I thought.
Yeah.
I thought I was just a fan of songs, but I know a lot of these songs. Then you'll have fun. Drink a couple beers. Get away from the kids for the evening. Go listen to a band that they don't remember at all.
Yeah.
And they have no idea how big
they don't remember these songs.
Everything Zen was.
That's right.
They don't.
No, they don't.
So you get to go check it out, have a couple of beers. Watch Bush, and, you know, while we said the tickets, priced correctly, it's better to get them free. So be the ninth caller now.
Yeah, 913-586-7989. You know what I forgot to mention, though, Laszlo?
What?
If you win the tickets, everybody who wins tickets on this program, they get qualified to meet Bush before the show.
There you go.
Which is pretty cool.
Not bad.
We also have a website. You can just go there if you need info. 989therock.com. We're going to do the news coming up. Next, Laszlo, get your peptides. You use peptides?
I do.
You do?
I do.
You do?
I do.
Man, I'm late to this stuff. What are you using for?
Look like I do.
Oh,
jacked.
Stay
son.
Young. Oh, muscles?
Jacked, son.
Building muscle?
I was reading those articles about guys who were dating younger women. They were all like Jason Statham, His wife's 30 years younger than him. George Clooney. I'm like, man, all those dudes use peptides and hit the gym.
Peptides.
That's how you get younger ladies.
Got
to
get
like when
peptides.
I saw the and the guys that they're married, the ladies that they're married to. I'm like, man, Jason Statham might trade her in. She's you know starting to look her 30.
Right. You said 30 years younger. I'm like, I don't know if that's enough. Because he looks the
same. I mean, he puts the work in.
That guy is
By the way,
out.
His wife or girlfriend or whatever it was, stunning. But also, I'm like, Jason Statham.
He puts out a picture movie like, every 3 months. You know it's the
also,
same movie.
And you know who also looked good with his wife? Stanley Tucci.
Stanley
Tucci. Look at a
picture
of him, man. Yeah, that guy's taking peptides, I promise.
He's looked the same for at least 30 years.
Some movies he looks, you know, they make him look older. You know what I mean? And I'm like, oh. And this picture, he looks like, I don't know what he could be. I don't know. I would imagine he runs several very, very cool, expensive fashion companies.
He kind of looks like that.
Yeah.
How old is he? Did they say?
I don't know, but he's a good-looking guy. I mean, he's no Jason Statham, but completely different looks.
Different.
You know what I mean? But, yeah.
Very different. Mm-hmm. Stanley looks like he can...
I will say, of all of them, Michael Douglas was the one who's like, oh, man, you always look good with her?
Yeah, but they made it a long time.
Yeah, they did.
She's probably like, God, this has lasted forever.
Right, you're supposed to
survive cancer and all that stuff.
And Jesus Christ, your dad lived to be 120, so...
Well, she should have known that. Yeah, maybe she loves him. I don't know.
I would imagine.
He's got to be the one thinking, Jesus Christ, you're not young anymore.
Right. I'm getting older. I can't leave you because everybody knows you gave me...
They gave me so much crap. He's still in trouble for that. You're not allowed to say that. You're not allowed to say she gave me cancer.
She did.
Yeah, but you can't say that. They get very, very... I learned from him. Do not say...
Oh, well, it happened.
She gave me throat cancer.
Yeah, she gave me throat cancer because she had warts.
She didn't like that.
Well...
Apparently nobody did because I haven't seen her in years since she dodged lasers with Sean Connery. I feel like that's the last time I saw her. Maybe T-Mobile.
I thought about that, too. I haven't seen her.
Yeah, well, she's old. You know.
She still looks good, at least in this picture.
I'll bet.
But he looks like, you know... But, I mean, can you blame him? Dude had throat cancer.
Why does he have to
Jason
do that?
Statham's girlfriend.
Jason Statham doesn't do that. Come on.
No. He knows not a
the beekeeper? I don't think so. He's not doing that.
No.
If she asks, can you imagine the look he gives?
Come on. Clooney?
Please.
Not a chance.
Clooney!
Clooney doing
yeah,
that?
Right.
He's like, please.
Okay, ladies.
Please.
And you don't expect it, I would hope. Not from,
not from Clooney. He's not doing
for
that.
For sake. All right, we're going to do the news coming up next, and you're going to explain to me what a peptide is.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yo.
What's up?
We're doing the news.
Tell me.
Meta. You heard of them?
Yeah.
They own Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp. I think the metaverse is gone. But they still make those VR headsets. I got one of those. They had a bad week. Liable in New Mexico first.
Boy.
That happened Monday or whenever that was. Then they were found liable or something. Guilty. Whatever. In L.A. They've been sued twice now. You made a product that's too addictive. And you didn't tell me that it was addictive. And it really ruined my life. Now, that's what parents said in New Mexico. It ruined our kids' lives. You should have warned us. A girl, a woman, she's 20 years old now, but she sued in California. And she said, my life sucks because of you, and you should have warned me. And now her life is awesome because of them, because they're going to have to pay her $3 million. I think that's pretty sweet. I should have thought of this.
Breaking news out of Los Angeles. After 9 days of deliberations, a jury has found Meta and YouTube negligent in their design and responsible for causing harm to a teen in a landmark decision. The case centers on a 20-year-old woman's claim that her use of social media as a child addicted her to that technology. A jury agreeing, finding both of those media giants liable and awarding the plaintiff, who's known as KGM, $3 million in damages. The jury's now back deliberating to decide what, if any, punitive damages should also be awarded.
Damn. $3
million. Yeah.
I could blow that, though. 20 years old, she'll blow it. She'll blow it. She's addicted to social media. She's not going to make it. Not with $3 million. Plus, they're going to do whatever they do where they fight it forever. He's got money. So she probably won't be seeing that $3 million anytime soon.
Well,
she's going to have to do something.
Whatever. He doesn't care.
Well, I mean, he's appealing it, so. Now, YouTube, I don't know. I assume YouTube's going to appeal it, too. But YouTube, man, oh, man. I mean, talk about dangerous. Those kids got turned into radicals. They went down that YouTube rabbit hole. Next thing you know, they're white supremacists. Who knew? I heard a podcast about it. It's bad stuff, Laz. You got to watch what your kids are doing. You think they're in there watching tips on how to play that Minecraft game, and then they come out going, gee, Kyle.
Yeah, my oldest turned out, you know, left of Bernie Sanders, but that youngest got a little, he got a little Trump in him.
Yeah.
He got a little Trump in him.
It just depends on which one of those guys they think is funniest.
I wouldn't say he's full there, but he, you know.
Probably started with
a younger crowd, that Gen A, Gen Alpha, that's the ones they got. Some of the things he says, I'm like, all right, my man, watching some of that YouTube stuff, huh?
Manosphere?
Yeah.
I worry about my nephew watching that stuff. He seems to have gone in the exact opposite direction, though, and I'm like, ugh. Well, that, too. Could you not do that?
Well, it feels like they pick one.
You're just a communist now? Oh, I can't. I mean, he's 14, whatever, so. Yeah. Last time I saw you, I thought you liked Trump. I don't know. Mm. Whatever. You know, you just got to let them do their thing. They got to find themselves.
Hey, you know, who am I supposed to tell him who he's supposed to vote for? He can figure it out himself.
Yeah,
You're telling me I wasn't, you know, somehow molded by ABC News when I was a kid? Of course I was.
Somebody. You're molded by somebody.
Whatever, I don't know. You know, so what? He's getting molded by, you know, as long as he's not doing anything crazy. You know, but he seems to think, you know, I don't really see what you guys are all upset about. Dude had sex with porn stars and admits it, gets shot in the face and stands up and says, fight, 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 and you hate him? Okay.
Plus,
and he says, you know, he's like, all
right. My metaverse goggles tell me that the future is awesome with Donald Trump. I mean, I don't know how Meta can possibly be responsible for that stuff, turning somebody. YouTube, I get because the algorithm, I've heard that argument. But Meta, I guess with the Meta stuff, they're really just saying that it's addictive. Too addictive. You waste too much time on it. Well, Jesus Christ. I mean, at least cigarettes gave you cancer. This is just addictive. Lots of things are addictive. Or habit forming. Or whatever. Fun. And what does it mean to be addictive? I learned in DARE that it means that when you don't have it, you withdraw from it. So they make the argument that sex can't even actually be addictive. It's a compulsion.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, okay, looking at you, David Duchovny, you can use it as an excuse. You can go to rehab all you want. Maybe it works. I don't know. But the real question is, can I sue someone? Can I get some money? Money that won't hurt one of these companies, but will help me.
Can I sue somebody?
I wasn't old enough. We didn't have
Facebook. You probably played something
Facebook.
A lot.
I don't know. We didn't have
about video games. You played video games a lot.
Yeah, I guess.
Call of Duty or whatever.
Big
Call of Duty guy.
That didn't come around until I'm old, man. That didn't come around until I was older. What am I going to say? When I was 30, I played Modern Warfare 2 a lot. And I'm like, okay, loser,
your life
whatever.
Is already ruined.
Huh?
Your life is already ruined by then.
Right. I don't know who I would sue. There's really nobody to blame but myself. Maybe Saturday morning cartoons.
I could sue Atari, but, you know.
For sucking and for every game being the same. That you should have sued them for even making pictures that were different on the front of those games and pretending like these games
that's
were.
That's true. That baseball game looked like a. By the way, but the judge just said I did enjoy the baseball games. Whatever.
I mean,
I
didn't
know any better than.
Exactly. You know? Missile Command was okay for a few minutes. I think controller never worked and whatever. Anyhow, I'm looking for somebody to sue.
I got like 972,000 on Missile Command. Took a picture next to the TV, sent it to them because you're supposed to do it if you got a million.
Oh, yeah?
That's so close. I said, they sent me the T-shirt.
Did you hear back from them? Oh, you got a T-shirt?
Yeah, they sent it back. Like, good job.
Wow.
I don't think I got the full thing, but.
What was the full thing? They gave you money?
Maybe console? I think they gave me like a stand-up thing, you know, like a game or whatever. You know, they sent me a T-shirt and some other stuff, yeah. Sweet. If you got a million points, you won like a lot of stuff.
Ruth Chris, if you win a bunch of money from Meta or YouTube, maybe you can afford to go there. I've never even been allowed inside of one, but I hear it's great. They serve steak and other things there. I think it might be owned by one of those big companies. Is Ruth Chris Darden or one of those, maybe? I feel like it's one of those.
I don't know if they are, but
I feel like it's part of a chain. Anyhow, they are causing a little bit of controversy or at least stirring some debate online because they say, hey, you know what? If you want to come into our restaurant, you got to put on some pants. And we don't want to see your underwear. Right. And no hats, no ball caps in here, okay? If you want to wear that stuff, sit in the bar. And people online are torn. Some people are like, this is good. I want to eat my steak in a nice place surrounded by people who are wearing clothes like they're supposed to be out of the house. Other people are like, hey, I want to wear my yoga pants to Ruth Chris. I'm in a hurry.
I cannot stand restaurants with dress code.
I just feel like restaurants should have dress codes.
It comes as one popular chain is getting heat for its dress code. Ruth's Chris Steakhouse, reminding restaurant goers on its website that gym wear, pool attire, tank tops, and revealing clothing or exposed undergarments are all banned from its dining rooms. And telling visitors to kindly remove all hats, or dine in the bar lounge.
If you are looking to project an image as an establishment that is all about fine dining, and scattered throughout the restaurant are people who look like they just came from the gym, it's going to detract from that image.
Thanks, sir. What? This guy literally had a Zoom background of a nice restaurant. Yeah. He's at home. Anyhow, it is Darden. I just looked it up. Yeah. Also on the Capitol Grill.
Well, there you go, yeah.
Eddie V's, Seasons 52, Olive Garden, Longhorn. Longhorn. My dad loved Longhorn.
You want a steak and you want to wear a hat, go to Longhorn.
Go to Longhorn.
Like, so what? They got a dress code.
There's
well, you don't like it. So, then don't go. People, like, not everything. Like,
Bahama Breeze.
Not everyone has to change to you. Because you want to wear cutoffs and flip-flops. Like, there's a place for
like
that.
These people are going out to Ruth Chris anyway. That guy, he's 22 years old. Come on. When was the last time you went to Ruth Chris, dude? And besides, I can't imagine that they're really telling every woman in a dress that shows some cleavage or you can see her bra. If she's dressed up, they're not going to kick them out.
Right.
They're just saying quit wearing your pajamas into the restaurant.
Right.
We have to put it on our website.
Once or twice a year, I take the boys to, you know, depending on the birthday, to 801 Chop House. I'm like, you know, put some pants on. Put some pants on, put a belt on, figure it out. Like, I'm not making you put on a suit and
take
tie.
Take off the MAGA hat.
Right. But, you know, put on, you know, you can always get away with, you know, black chinos or a black t-shirt. Works everywhere. You know what I mean? Put a belt on with it. Put on some nice shoes. Let's go. I'm not going to make you wear a hat. I mean, a tie. But, you know, we're also not going to dress like we're going to Denny's. Like, it's different. I don't know why they have it, but they do. So I don't even know if they do, but figure it out. It's not, like, that hard. I don't want to.
I don't know if I've been to a Ruth Chris. What's the other one? Capitol Grill. Yeah, what's the other steakhouse? Maybe I'm just thinking of Ruth Chris. I don't know that I've been. There was one down there on the plaza, and I think they turned that into an Eddie V's, right? Is that one gone? Uh-huh. Where's the last place you went out to eat?
The last place I went out to eat?
The fast food doesn't count.
Well, I know what you're talking about.
Last place you had to tip a server.
We just went somewhere the other day. I can't remember because I can remember to put my card in there.
Yeah, I can't remember either. I'm trying to think. I know I had to tip somebody. The hell did I go? Oh, I was on vacation.
Yeah.
Is that when you did it?
No, we went somewhere recently. I don't know. Johnny's or Tanner's or one of those. I don't remember which one. Talk of the Town, something.
I went to some brewery in New Mexico. 25%. That's what you tip the guy there. 25%. I was like, what do I do? And Brooke's like, just do it. Let's just get out of here.
Does it come up with a thing? Like
yeah, he holds it out in front of you.
Yeah.
And he goes, here you go. And it says, like, you know, 25%. Then you have to go in and find a way to change it. What am I going to do? Ask him, like, hey.
Most of them say, like, 18, 20, 25. Even then, I'm like, come on, man.
25%? I saw you twice.
That's the only one?
You brought me one pop.
We went to, I know where we went. We went to, and they brought the same thing. And I did tip, which I was like, you know, that was one that got me was Mongolian barbecue. Because you go up and you.
I do this myself.
Right. I bring it to them, and then some guy cooks it and brings it back to me, and you brought me like a couple Cokes.
Yeah.
I give you 20% on that?
No.
I did.
Go to hell.
I know. Look, that was one where I'm like, usually, you know, as a former server and bartending got me through college, I'm not all that. Wrapped up. And I think 25% having is ridiculous if that's the only option. Like,
where
come
are we
on.
Now? What's the base? What's the standard now?
I think 20.
Huh?
Right? Huh. Like it used to be 15. Now it's 20. Like 20 is you can get away with 20. 15, you're a cheap ass. 20, you can get away with.
Man. My dad.
I've always just done 20 my entire life. You know, even when I was
bartending. That was above and beyond.
Yeah.
Well above and beyond. Because 15% really was good service.
Right. Take them at a number, move the decimal point, and double it. Just because the math was easy for me.
Yeah, my dad was a 10%er.
Yeah. Well, all right. You're 10%, you move the decimal point, and now just double it. That gets you 20%. I didn't ever feel like figuring out 15%. 20% was an easier number.
25% is too high.
Especially if you're at, like, Mongolian barbecue. Look, I don't mind. Look, I get it. It's a job, and you're, but.
Are you allowed to tip less for bad service, though, or not? I mean,
yeah,
that's the thing.
So.
Why are we tipping? It's just then just include it. If I have to tip it, even if it's bad
you're
service.
You're allowed to tip for bad. Tip less for bad.
This was bad service that I got. I mean, bad. I don't know. It can't get much worse. It was bad.
Sometimes I like to tip more for bad service.
I know. I do that, too, which
and
is
then
so
leave
stupid.
A note that says, imagine if you were good at your job.
Yeah, you would have got less, but I'm not telling you that.
Against the spread with the Church of Laszlo. Because hope is their real addiction.
Yo. Can you hear us, Vern?
I got you.
My man.
Look at that. It worked. What's happening, boys?
Yeah, my favorite broadcaster. When I think of Royals baseball, man, and I'm listening to it on 96.5 The Fan, I think of you. I always tell you this. You do a great job, a really, really, really good job, and it's fun to listen to you.
Well, that's very nice of you to say, and I've made mention of it in the past. You guys are my favorite podcast. Listen every day. Shout out, Summer, for getting those podcasts up quick.
I appreciate you.
Thank you.
Hey, opening day on Netflix last night. I would guess Netflix probably wanted Aaron Judge to do something, but, didn't happen. But there was just something about it. As I was sitting on my couch, it was like, it's here. It feels like it takes so long to get here. And the other part is, it feels like it lasts so long. But did you get that feeling last night, too? Like, even though that game wasn't close, you were like, man, it's here.
And just the gorgeous scenery out there in San Francisco. Just one of the best ballparks in the country. You're going to have that friend in the car, in the backyard, in the garage, on television every day when you get home. In Kansas City, I would think that's going to last well into October. This is as talented a Royals club as this city has seen, in my opinion, in quite some time. So, yeah, that routine that we all know so very, we're also very familiar with that routine of Major League Baseball. It's back. The weather's right. Opening day in Kansas City coming up on Monday. Yeah, it's all shaping up pretty well.
And, you're obviously more of an expert than me. You see the team. You talk to the guys. But it looks like a pretty good team. And the other part of that is with some personality. Like that, where you get a city behind you and you have guys like, Vinny and, Bobby to a degree, Sal, all of a sudden it feels like, I don't know why that is, but it feels like stuff starts to click. Am I wrong?
No, without doubt. And I think most baseball fans saw that over the past few weeks in the World Baseball Classic, the personality of a Vinny Pasquantino, the captain of Team Italy, and the MVP of the entire World Baseball Classic, Royals third baseman Michael Garcia, who is going to serve as the leadoff hitter for this team once again in 2026. And you talk about his personality. It's the type of personality that I think really any fan base can rally behind. When he's starting that game with the glare on his face, with a blank you attitude, complete and utter disrespect towards the pitcher. Because Bobby Witt Jr. is as nice of a young man as you're right. going to meet, and good for him and even better on his parents. But yeah, when I'm cheering on my favorite team, I want someone that the other team dislikes. And I think Michael Garcia is going to fit that billing.
I like that look too. People were upset. I remember, Jazz Chisholm sliding in hard and, Garcia there. Like, I like both those. There's something about that I don't love when they get to first base and they start laughing and, shaking right. each other's hands. I'm like, I don't want to see it.
You're not fans.
You do it after the game, that's fine. I'm not saying that, but when you're playing baseball, they're the enemy.
I want attitude towards everyone. And I sat down with Garcia a few weeks ago out in Arizona. And last year at this time, he actually was on the bench on opening day. He was coming off a bumpy 2024, and the manager didn't have him in the opening day starting lineup, and he told me just how upset that made him. So upset that in game two, when he hit a leadoff home run, he considered bat flipping it right at the manager.
I love that, and I wish he would have. Like, you do
right.
that, right?
Right.
Stand them down. Like, even if you're, I said that, people get mad about it all the time. You're a high school kid, and they cut you, and you went back and made it. Your first at bat, you hit one out. Point to him. He was wrong.
Yep. He was wrong.
Yeah. You put the work in, and he was wrong. It's not worth proving somebody wrong, which everybody says, something bad happened, prove them wrong. Well, is it also worth telling them that they were wrong? Let them know.
Garcia to Bobby reminds me of Travis Kelce to Patrick Mahomes, where Kelce's losing his mind on the microphone and right. Mahomes is kind of in the background laughing, trying to calm him down. Vinny Pasquantino behind the microphone, those are the guys that I think the fan base gets riled up for. Bobby, Salvi, those are the guys that you're wearing their jerseys, but the ones that are upsetting the other team. Yeah, Pasquantino, Garcia, and we'll see. the local kid, the Kansas City kid, Carter Jensen, the 22-year-old catcher that's going to be on the opening day roster for the first time in his life, a guy that was, you know, going to Royals games, going to the World Series as a kid, rooting on the boys back in 2014, now will be the heir apparent to Salvador Perez. He has a little bit of swag in his game, a little bit of blank you in his demeanor. So if he can hit the ground running, him coupled with the 23-year-old and Jack Caglione, if these guys can get some early season confidence, they're new generation ball players. So they like to have fun out there, and I think that could take this fan base to another level.
It seems to me that people are talking about Carter Jensen, which, you know, look, I have a personal axe to grind with him, but Jack Caglione, like, that's the key, right? Carter Jensen, fine. You know, if he ends up being great, then that's an added bonus this season. But we need Jack to, and you know, I thought when people said last year, you know, he chased too much in college, and I was like, you're not chasing too much when you hit it.
Right.
You're not. Like, so what? There's no rule that says you can't hit a ball out of the ballpark. That's not part of the game. But it felt like last year, and I was like, don't worry about it, silly shit. Felt like last year, like, oh, he can't chase these guys because they will bury it, and he ain't hitting ball four out of the park.
Yeah, yeah. When you're that big, that strong, when you can cover not only the strike zone, but right, outside the strike zone throughout your career at the University of Florida and throughout the minor leagues, this was a young man that was so uber talented that he wasn't properly tested until he got to,
because he was just so much better than everybody else.
Right.
Try to throw a ball outside, I'll hit that thing out. You know, you see people like that, and for people who play baseball their entire lives, you've always run into a kid like that. You know, I tried to throw that thing in the dirt and he golfed it out. You know, it didn't matter where I threw. He's going to hit me.
Aaron Judge was like that when he got up.
Right.
And I feel like that Cax is going to be Judge.
But I feel like you don't want to compare him to Judge or Otani. He's great, but man, if he can learn to just, and you know, how be it for me to suggest what he does with a baseball bat, but if he can just let some of those go, he's going to be great, man. That bat speed is unreal.
Yeah, and you don't do to minor league pitching what he did at every single level. You don't fast track minor league baseball in that type of development the way that he did and completely flame out in the big leagues. I'm not saying that he's going to be a perennial all-star, but he's going to be a productive player. He's going to be a guy that even if the batting average isn't eye-popping, he's running into 30-some-odd home runs, right, driving in 80, 90 runs. And I think during the World Baseball Classic, you saw him hit a big home run, draw a number of pretty impressive walks. But after the home run, he kind of bat flipped it across the entire diamond. And that's the Jack Caglione we saw at the University of Florida. A young man that just attacks the game and plays like an animal out there. And that's what I need to see. I don't need him thinking the game too much. Just go out there, react, attack, and play. To kill the opposition. I think you saw that in the World Baseball Classic. And, I mean, you guys know this. If you can just get a little bit of confidence early on in the season, that could really have a positive snowball effect. And all of a sudden, this Royals lineup is the best in the American League Central. If, you know, between Carter Jensen and Jack Caglione, in my opinion, you need one to be great or both to be good.
Yeah.
And I certainly think that's a possibility.
What's the biggest pickup in the offseason for the Royals? What's going to make the difference? And what's the biggest loss?
Well, no real big losses. The acquisition, you know, this was really the story for every team in the American League Central. Every team wanted that impact bat, and not a single team brought it in. Every contending team in this division is relying on the 22, 23-year-old. Carter Jensen and Jack Caglione in Kansas City. Kevin McGonigal in Detroit's one of the top prospects. He's going to be on the opening day roster. Cleveland with Chase DeLauder. So this division's going to come down to pitching and rookies, in my opinion, because the rookie's going to make whichever team it is, it's going to make that squad the best 1-9, the best offense in the American League Central. As far as the Royals' addition, the one that stands out to me or excites me the most is Matt Strom. Former right. Royals draft pick back in 2016. He'll be your fireman out of the bullpen, coming in the sixth or the seventh or the eighth, wherever the biggest moment of the game is. The long-haired lefty is going to come in and hopefully put out the fire. Outside of that, they brought in a right-handed outfielder in Lane Thomas, a switch-hitting outfielder in Isaac Collins. No one that obviously garnered much headlines, and that's because the 2026 Royals are going to come down to the same names that many people are familiar with, that rotation of Reagans and Waka, Lugo, Bubich, and Cameron, and an offense that is predicated on Bobby, Salvi, Vinny, Michael, and those two young bats, those left-handed bats of Carter Jensen and Jack Caglione. So not the type of offseason that a lot of Royals fans were hoping for, and yet, when the dust settles, you look at the talent on this Royals offense and pitching staff, and you think, well, that's certainly good enough to win the division. You had enough talent in-house. A lot went wrong last year as far as health. So Royals, and myself included, feel as if this is a division title-winning team. That to me is the expectation. It's not good enough to just get to the playoffs. They need to plant their flag that this is the best team in the American League Central, and we're going to be that way for the next half decade. Because
do you believe
Bobby,
that? We'll wrap it up.
I do.
But
yeah.
You believe that? You know, I mean, you know, I'm a Tigers fan. They look pretty good, and that the whole division, Cleveland, it's like, man, it's a tough division.
Sure. Yeah, it's going to come down to pitching, and the Detroit Tigers made the biggest splash of the offseason. They bring in an all-star lefty in Framber Valdez. But if Seth Lugo is the Seth Lugo we saw a few years ago, even if he's not a Cy Young Award candidate, if he's really good, if he's just good, I think this Royals rotation can stand toe-to-toe with the Tigers.
Well,
and with
Seth Lugo, who's great, has been great. You're right. He doesn't have to be the Cy Young candidate, but if he's really good like he was, you're looking at, I mean, what, he's your third starter? That's pretty good.
Yeah, he'll pitch coming up on Sunday against a suddenly very banged-up Atlanta Braves rotation. Right. And the core of this team, Laszlo's under control for the next 5 years, right? Bobby right. has a decision Crazy. To make after the 2030 season. So I view this season as a standard setter for this organization top-down. You win the division, and I think you send the message across the rest of the American League that this is the team to beat for the next half decade.
I feel like it's going to be a fun season, and we get to talk to you once a week, and I appreciate you doing that. I'm sure you don't want to get up this early, but I appreciate you doing it for us, man.
It makes me feel like an adult being up this early. No, I appreciate it, guys.
All right, see you, man.
Later.
The Church of Laszlo.
Yo.
Yeah.
The Church of Laszlo. 99 The Rock. That's a Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, it is.
They're coming to town.
Yeah.
I don't have the date in front of me, but just
you and I are going.
Yo, we're going.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going.
We're going. Oh, okay. I thought you were being weird there for a second, trying to back out.
Not.
You know what else, Laszlo? We're going to do the news here coming
up. Oh, is there anything going on?
Well, there's a local story. I don't know if it's really your neck of the woods. I think of Olathe as more your neck of the woods than mine.
Sure. Sir.
But you heard about this lady getting stabbed over there.
No.
Yeah. There are no safe spaces, Laszlo. There are no safe spaces. Even Olathe.
You would think.
You know? Oh, and drones? You're going to see drones in the sky here.
Like, really?
I don't know. Maybe today.
I haven't seen them.
Yeah, so if you're wondering what that is.
Drone is? You'll tell us?
I guess you know what a drone is. But yeah, Amazon.
What's doing?
Yeah, yeah. You buying anything on Amazon?
I buy all the time.
Well, I mean, are you their big sale? I got some big spring sale thing I saw.
I didn't even look yet. Yeah. I didn't look today,
but
I will.
There's always a sale, right? Yeah. Well, Laszlo, I'm going to tell you about the drones and the stabbing and what's going on in Iran, because I know you're curious.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Church of Laszlo. 99 The Rock. That's the Killers. Everybody likes the Killers.
Yeah. I guess if a young person, a 13-year-old, was taken to see the Killers today, they might think of him as old. I don't know. I don't know. He's Brandon Flowers is probably around the same age as those guys were when I went to that classic rock mashup show. But it's hard to say. I don't know why age became such a topic today. But earlier in the show, you were talking about celebrities who married
younger.
And then we were talking about people just looking younger these days for their age than they did a generation, especially two generations ago. But as you were going through all those people, some of them I knew, Dennis Quaid and others.
Right.
I was wanting to look up what some of their spouses looked like, as you mentioned. I don't remember who it was, somebody, and I wanted to see what their wife looked like. But then I came across an article that was celebrities specifically who married people younger than their kids. And I thought, you know what? I think that's probably a good cutoff for some. Now, if you don't have a problem with it, that's fine. I don't have a problem if you want to do it. But I could see being weirded out by my partner being younger than my kid. Like, well, you know, I know it's not like it's really your stepmom. Let's be honest, you're an adult.
Right.
Presumably, if I'm marrying this person, they're an adult. And if you're older than them, then you don't need a stepmom. But it would be weird. Your oldest is now an adult, Laszlo.
Yeah, he is.
So in just a couple months, really, you could be dating someone younger than him. How would he handle that? If you brought home an 18-year-old...
He's met people that are closer to his age than they are mine. Well, that's true.
We can't make that the rule. That would just cut way too many people
right
out of the dating pool. But to say...
He said came in one time and his girlfriend was like started to get mad at him. Like yeah. Quiet.
His girlfriend got mad?
Yeah, because she thought that the person that was in the kitchen was dating him. And he's like, no, that's my dad's seen her. She's like, Jesus.
The only issue there is if you have to meet their parents, which I assume you're not meeting anyone's parents. I think if you go to meet the parents and they're your age or much closer to your age than parents used to be, let's just say, of your significant others, that can be a little uncomfortable. But
not for me. It is for them. Especially when the bill comes, I'm like, look, Steve, I got it. And clearly you're struggling. I'll pay for brunch, bro. Jesus Christ. And what are you going to do? Give me, what, words of wisdom? I know you're just a little bit older than me, but what, you know, let's look back on our decision and see where I am and where you are.
Go ahead. I don't know if these people were on your list earlier when you're looking at people who married younger, but because mine's
Michael Douglas was all worried about her dad was about. He's like, okay.
Probably not.
Why don't you come to my house? Check it out. I know I'm Michael Douglas, but you understand.
Yeah.
You understand the point. I'm guessing.
I remember Tom Cruise, what was his wife, Katie, whatever, from Dawson's Creek. Yeah. I remember one of her parents, maybe both of her parents on TV, and someone asking them, is it weird? And the dad being like, yeah, it's weird. I mean, she had posters of him on the wall. He's my age, whatever it was. And I thought, oh, man, I wonder if I was Tom Cruise, I'd just not go meet them. That guy doesn't seem like he's all that excited about this. So just don't go meet him. You don't have to go meet him. You're Tom Cruise. But I don't know if these people were on your list, Laszlo. Patrick Stewart, was he on your list? Because Patrick Stewart is married to someone.
He was on my list of what it looks like at 56.
Oh, really?
Compared to somebody else that looks like. It was like Gary Cooper or something.
Okay.
And the person that he was, I may have been, yeah. Clark Gable out there.
Kind of looked
Clark
the same
Gable
for so
looked,
long.
Looked, you know, pretty good, but you're still like, man.
Older
it's
guy.
A different 56.
Yeah. I guess he's married to someone named Sonny. And she was born in 1978, so she's 47 years old. His kids were born in 1967 and 1972. So his son is 11 years older than his stepmom, which is kind of crazy. And then Rod Stewart, I saw his name come up several times, but I thought, look, whether you like Rod Stewart or not, he's still a rock star.
Yeah.
So he's supposed to do that. Come on. I would hope that they're younger than his kids. I mean, Rod Stewart is pretty old. His spouse, Penny, she was born in 1971. His daughter, Sarah, she was born in 1963. I don't think he has to worry about it. I know that's not fair, but rock stars, it's a separate thing even than movie stars, at least in my mind. Now, the one whose spouse actually looked extremely young to me, not that these people aren't much younger than mostly men, than these men. But Nicolas Cage, I don't know if he was on your list, but he's married. I had no idea he was married to some woman named Rico.
I had no idea.
I looked at her and thought she was like, I don't know when the picture was taken, I thought she was 19. It says she's 31, though. So she was born in 1995. And his son, Weston, was born in 1990. But man, his wife looks way younger than him. And then your favorite, Laszlo, Dick Van Dyke. Now, look, he's going to have to marry someone who's younger than his kids, or else they'd be dead. His kids are probably dead.
Well, that's fair.
I mean,
if you get to be 100, you're dating a woman 25 years younger than you. She's like, she's 75.
Right.
Right, I get it.
Yeah.
At a certain point in time, you know, you're limited in the number.
His wife is 55 anyway, so whatever. I did find a woman.
He's like, damn, I date someone 50 years younger than me.
Yeah.
That bitch is still old.
And it's like, dude.
I heard that's what one of the problems was with that, I think Clooney said, when he started dating that younger. He said, Emile or whatever her name is. He said, like, I really liked her and we got along. It wasn't the age difference for her, right? He was like, I was hesitant because I didn't want to feel old all the time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm hesitant in this relationship, not because we don't get along or the gap's too much, but, you know, what if you want to do stuff I don't want to do? What if I'm making references that you don't get? Yeah. Right? But I don't want to feel like, because that how that would make you feel is old.
I get it.
You know, he's like, it wouldn't make me think that you're too young. It would make me feel like I got old. I got old. And I don't want to feel like that. Yeah. I was like, that makes sense. But he said it never happened. And, you know, they're in love and the relationship's great. So good for them.
I forgot.
Plus, I'm like, at what age do you not want to date Clooney?
He doesn't look. He gets better looking.
Come on, man.
He's one of those guys that keeps getting better looking.
Oh, you're like 20 years younger than Clooney, and he comes home in that gray suit. You know the one I'm talking about. Just walks in. He's got the bottle of tequila that he owns. You're like, I don't know. I think you might be manipulating.
He looks better than he's ever looked.
Jesus Christ. It's Clooney.
We could go back 30 years and look at him in Roseanne. He looks better now. Yeah. And I know it's unfair. It happens. But look, most guys, it's not happening to. So don't act like, oh, you men, you have it so good because you get better looking. No. Usually not. Not usually we don't.
Tell that to Wilford Brimley.
But exactly.
The Church of Laszlo. The Church of Laszlo.
Yo!
Yo!
I want to talk about Wilford Brimley today.
Yeah. Oh, you know, you were also talking earlier today about your, what do you call it, a maid?
My house cleaner.
House cleaner. I think it might be good that she doesn't speak English, because did you see that thing? I think started on Reddit, but it was being shared in different places, social media, and it was on TikTok, and I saw it on BuzzFeed, but they were talking to people who, for whatever reason, their job brings them into other people's homes and asking them to talk about some of the craziest things that they've seen in other people's homes. And I thought, well, that's good. If there's anything crazy in your house, you don't have to worry about it because, you know, she's not going to tell any of your friends.
That's the thing, right? She sees me doing something. Who's she going to tell?
What's she going to tell?
Whoever she tells is somebody I don't understand anyway.
Exactly.
So it doesn't matter.
And you're not married anymore. So I feel like the biggest risk if you have a housekeeper, I don't know, whatever, somebody that's in your home for some reason, because you've paid them to be there, the thing they're most likely to tell people about is what you and your significant other are arguing about, which I don't really need out there, you know? But you're single, so you don't have to worry about that. I guess you and your kids could be arguing.
We don't.
But you don't.
Right.
I can't imagine that you and your kids.
The worst you can say is like their house is dirty or something. I'm like, yeah, that's why I hired
you. That's why you're there. And right. If it's still dirty.
And it's still dirty. It's your fault, not mine. Well, I pay you.
How it works. But he sold a Christmas tree. Yeah, he should have done something with it. I don't know. I never had a job that I can think of where I was in people's homes, because I never did delivery. I didn't deliver pizzas. I didn't deliver furniture. I cannot think of a job where I had to go inside people's houses. But so I never saw anything crazy inside people's houses. But the stuff that people were sharing was stuff that I just thought, yeah, we know that this stuff exists. Going into someone's home and seeing cockroaches crawling up and down the walls. Well, I've seen hoarders. You know, I know it's happening. It's not interesting to me unless you tell me it's someone I know really well. If you told me, hey, I work for Laszlo, I'm his housekeeper, and I'm telling you, that house, he's got roaches all over the walls.
Yeah,
that's something. But to just say I've been in people's houses who have a bunch of cockroaches everywhere, yeah, obviously, I get it. No, I know that that's a thing. And if it's a thing at my house, which it once was, try not telling people about it. Could you please? I would appreciate it.
All those big centipedes in your basement.
You know, I haven't seen those in a while.
At least you're worried about the porcelain glass baby dolls.
Those are supposed to be a good thing.
Creepy place.
They said the centipedes meant that they were eating the other bugs.
What do you got in there? You got porcelain baby dolls, huge centipedes.
Last thing I had was the rats.
Nancy Guthrie.
The family of rats.
Filled.
They
rats.
Ate 6 bags of cat food. They had it so good for so long.
Do the right thing.
It ended poorly.
Do the right thing. You heard her. Do the right thing.
I got nothing now, though.
Call and give the porcelain babies back. And
my mom's got the porcelain babies. She took them.
Well, give Nancy Guthrie back then.
I don't have Nancy Guthrie, please. She looked 84.
Slim, come on.
What? I don't have her, and I also don't think I have house centipedes anymore. I haven't seen them in a long time, at least. Either that or I just get so used to seeing them, I don't think about it, but I really don't think I have them anymore. The rats were the last thing. I told you about it. I don't hide from that stuff. It turns out I was making a lot of mistakes. I built a home for them, a place that they could thrive, and I know exactly what happened. That male rat went down there. He's like, oh, my God, there's all this cat food down here. Because my cats were picky eaters, and I forgot that there were bags of food down there. So he went in. He decided to set up shop. He brought a woman in there, a female. They had a couple of kids. I ended up, breeding two of the biggest, incubating two of the biggest rats I've ever seen in person. I mean, the thing was the size of a prairie dog. It was huge. But that guy came over and killed him, and it was sad. It was tragic. The young ones, they didn't deserve to die, but they did have a good life.
Yeah, you're right.
And they finished off a ton of cat food.
Yeah, good.
A ton of
good,
cat food.
Good for you.
So, you ever had rats?
Never.
Have you had a mouse?
I have a cat.
Oh, yeah, my cat
so
was
I've seen mice, but I'm pretty sure he brings them in from outside.
Yeah.
You know, they're trying to get in. He's like, I see you trying to get in. But the problem is, you know, he's old now. So, if they're there, then he'll get them, you know, but I don't see very many anymore because he doesn't come in. He doesn't go outside. But the problem was when he was a little bit younger, he would bring him in from outside and then not kill him.
Yeah.
He'd walk around with him in his mouth because, you know, we forgot to feed him. And he's like, yeah, this is what you're supposed to do. And then, you know, he'd let him go and play with him. But then they get away. And you're like, God damn it. And then he just lay down. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a goddamn mouse here.
They're psychos. They're total psychopaths. Yeah. They enjoy torturing their prey, and they let them. It's bad.
A true alpha male.
Yeah, but once he gets older and stops catching those mice, you're going to notice, and then you're going to think, God damn it, do I need to get another cat? Maybe. If you have mice, I need to get another cat.
My ex-wife dropped one off. Lives in the basement.
Oh, yeah.
It's young. I gave it a pet the other day. I thought it disappeared. Yeah, the pet was laying.
You found it?
So it comes out. So the one didn't ever come out. She took that one the last time, left the other one. The other one stays in the basement. I don't think it really wants to stay in the basement that much, but my cat won't let it up. If it starts to come up, it just sits on the stairway and makes noises like, I'll kill you if you come up here. You get downstairs, I get upstairs. It is what it is. So, you know, we go down and pet if we can, put food down there. There's a litter box, you know. All right. It's also very skittish. I don't know. Oh, so I go down there. But the other day, it actually, you know, let me pet it a couple times. So I was like, hey, buddy, you can come up, but Pac-Man's a real asshole.
But when Pac-Man's gone,
or he dies, I'll get a
maybe
dog.
Maybe he can move his way up. Oh, of course, yeah. That's nice of you. What a big deal. Well, don't you go running out of here, Lazo. We have another meeting today. I know we had one yesterday, but we have another one today. So
yeah, I like this one. It'll be fine.
Well, I do, too. I just wanted to make sure you remembered. Because I know yesterday, I felt like I caught you off guard. The meeting yesterday, I thought, went well, by the way.
Yeah.
I know Summer, when she started here last year, she was very excited to have a job in corporate America. She was excited to be a part of the corporate community and part of these engagement teams and all the stuff, volunteering to do extra stuff and having these big, you know, all staff meetings. Do you still have that feeling, that sense of awe?
Yeah, they made pancakes yesterday. And then I got a fruit cup and I sat down and I was like, just gonna watch the show.
So you still have it. You still have the twinkle in your eye when it comes to
there's something
having
about
your first corporate gig.
When someone makes some kind of corporate joke in a meeting that I just find so funny.
Yeah, and then there's this smart ass out, you know, in the audience who has to say something that could get him in trouble.
If
the boss were to find out. I get unreasonably mad at anything being done to make the meeting go longer than it needs to. But other than that, thought it was a good meeting. Today's meeting, I look forward to even more. This is my favorite, and I'm just excited I get to spend more time with you guys.
Some coffee, smoke a cigarette.
We're going
to
do this.
I got to give you Joe Sibb's information. He's going to be on the podcast here shortly. He said he'd love to do it. If you don't know who Joe Sibb is, does a lot of stuff. Comedian, owned a record label, signed bands that you know. Really interesting. Done a ton of different stuff. Interesting guy.
Has some stories.
Yep.
What are you going to do with him? What'd you say? You're going to
do the podcast. Like, he has stories about meeting Eddie Vedder and Eddie Vedder, you know, them just, you know, going surfing for no reason. Eddie Vedder flying him to San Diego when they were young. Like, you know, well, a lot of good stories. He's a rock and roll punk rock icon.
Yes, yes. Yeah. When are we going to talk to him? Maybe tomorrow? Possibly? This weekend?
I've been meaning to give someone the info, but the last thing I got from him was, I said, we'd be on the podcast. He said, I'd love to.
Okay, good.
There you go.
Well, that's it for today.
All right. Stay positive, kids.
The Church of Laszlo, 98.9 The Rock.